You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 94 WISP Philadelphia.
All right, we're back with action. Everybody's wondering, what's the deal here? Michael Jordan's in the news. He ain't talking. They're looking into allegations. The Chicago Bulls' Michael Jordan bet $1,252,000 in 10 days of golf in 1981 and lost. Somebody claims this in a book. Well, for a guy that's allegedly worth $100 million, you know, we tend to, like for you or me, we look at this and we say, guy bet $100 million and lost. I mean, $1 million. But, you know, if he makes $4 million a year just from the Bulls, and then you know, he's on TV all the time. You see him. You know, he's pouring Gatorade on his Wheaties while tying his Converse and doing backflips. I don't know what all the things he endorses, but you know what I mean. He's on a lot of things, so I guess if he wants to drop him $1 million, unbelievable. Glad I don't have that monkey on my back. I'm glad I'm not hooked watching a roulette wheel spin. Oh, man, don't get me wrong. I like Vegas big time. Don't get me wrong there, but Vegas is nice, and it's fun to get out there and gamble a little bit, but I'll tell you what, I was more impressed by the splendor of the West than I was the casinos. I mean, I like nightlife and all that stuff, but I like the splendor of the West. Everybody else was running, hey, what new casino we're going to? I'm like, hell, man, driving out to the desert. Look at the buttes. It's kind of neat. I saw distant puffs of smoke, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I pulled the Biscayne off to the side of the road, and I took out one of my folding chairs, and I just sat there. And sure enough, I saw a couple of guys on horseback galloping. They were looking over their shoulders. And they looked like they were in a bit of a panic state. As I watched them, they climbed off their horses and relieved themselves against a cactus. Yeah. Both of them simultaneously took two long leaks right up against this cactus. And then they got back on their horse. And they galloped off. Well, about 10 minutes later, here comes this sheriff. With a whole bunch of posse members with him. He saw me sitting there in my chaise lounge. He said, did you see a couple of desperados go by this way? I said, yeah, Sheriff. Matter of fact, I did. He said, which way'd they go? I said, standing up.
Sit tight.
Oh, my. That felt good.
More insanity is in store right here on The Grease Man Show.
What they should do with the... You know, you got to use everything you can when you're playing in the championship playoff. I mean, you got to have... just as a secret weapon... For old Michael Jordan, they ought to freak him out. Just paint the center jump circle like a roulette wheel. And when he steps into that bad boy... Huh? Yeah, hi, it's Grease. What's up?
Grease, it's Mad Mike calling you.
What can I do for you, Mike?
This Michael Jordan thing has got me going crazy.
Why?
Well...
Who cares really what he wants to do with his own money?
It's not his money, Grease. It's that he bullied this guy. First, he was up $98,000. Then... He wound up down 650-some thousand and wanted to go double or nothing and told this guy, I can't believe you won't give me the game. The guy said, hey, I don't want to play for this kind of money, and if we do play, I want you to pay. And then he says, okay, I'd just as soon shoot you as give you $1.2 million. I'm Michael Jordan. Then he has his law firm send out three $100,000 checks to the guy so his wife won't find out about it. Now, is this guy whipped or what?
All right, I got the article here in the USA Today. The man claims that Jordan owed him $626,000. That's what
right.
You said. They doubled it.
Right.
So it got up to $1.2.
Right.
The debt fell to $902.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says he just took the $300,000 just to end it.
Right, because...
So you're hawking him not for the gambling, but for welching on a bet.
For welching on... It's his money. He works hard for it, whatever he wants to do. But if you're going to... You know, he thinks he's such a great golfer. Every pro in San Diego wanted a piece of him because he's not as good as he thinks. And then he tries to bully this guy and say, well, you know, if you're perceived as a threat to me, who knows what could happen. And now he's out there, and I think if there was any chance that this wasn't true, I think his lawyers and his people would have quashed the publication of this book. And I think...
you wonder how you get up to 600...
When you were a made man in the mob, if they told you a guy had welched on $900,000, what would you have done?
Well, I hate to bring up those days, sir, but...
Well, I know you do, but think about it. I mean, you know there's justice and then there's justice. Why are there separate rules for Michael Jordan? You gotta pay if you're going to play.
Well, the first day you don't pay, it's like... And then it just kind of escalates from there.
That's right.
Apparently, this guy claims that he and Jordan gambled on more than 2,000 holes over 4 years, and they started at $500 bets.
Right.
And then it just got out of hand.
And Michael's the kind of guy, he's always wanting to double down, believing he's better than he is. And then he goes, can you imagine, though, being $98,000 up on a guy and then wind up... I don't know, in a year or so, being down $1.2 million, and the guy's going, look, I want you to pay me, and Jordan has the nerve to say, I just as soon shoot you as give you $1.2 million.
Well, that's what this guy alleges he said.
Well, that's what he says, but Jordan's had no comment, and I have to believe that a man in his position, if he were in a defendable position at all, would have his lawyers and his publicist, and he'd have the Pope, if he could, try and quash this book, but no one's done a thing about it. And we know that Michael has been called up for gambling before. He to a bail bondsman in Carolina and to another guy who was being charged for laundering money. And Michael Jordan admitted that he liked to play high stakes. Well, that's fine, but don't you think the guy ought to have to pay? I mean, is he a man or is he just some boy?
All right, thanks for the call, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right. People are hot about this guy's gambling. Unbelievable. Hi, it's Grease. What's up?
Hey, Grease man. Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you think that, doing your show out in L.A. like you are has any effect on your ego.
Why should it matter, really, where the show comes from? I'm still telling the jokes, swapping the stories, checking the topicality.
Yeah, you're doing the same kind of thing, but now you're out on this, you're out in Hollywood, and, you know, all this Hollywood image and all. I've seen too many people go out to Hollywood and California and all that, get caught up in the... And the glory and all that stuff and all the movie stars and
the next thing you know,
theaters
found...
and all that. And
well,
it all goes to your head, and then next thing you know, you're hanging out with Sharon Stone.
Well, no, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Although I must admit, though, you know, when I walk down the street, this is the kind of thing I sing.
On to the theater, high diddly-dee, an actor's life for me. A high silk hat and a silver cane, a watch of gold with a diamond chain. High diddly-day, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me. Turned out to diddly-dum.
You don't think this is a bad sign, do you?
No, man. Doesn't sound real good for you.
Don't worry. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You're pretty strong and tough, and who knows? Maybe there's a little bit of, a little bit of DC left in you.
All right. Don't worry, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Everybody's afraid I'm going to get caught up in this Hollywood whirlwind, but oh, no. I'm still, I still have my basic roots. Why, just this morning, I was taking a mashup, and I looked over my shoulder, and I screamed, Honey, quick, come in here. Bring the Book of World Records, a ruler, and a camera. I think we've got a winner. Now, you name a Hollywood puke that would attempt a thing like that. You know what I'm saying? I am a man.